FM, streaming on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And straight up midnight. And my music about to end. But we've been going through some stressful times. Stressful times. A lot of people blaming everything on everybody. I have my suspects. Who to blame? I think I'll play that next. But we just want to be silly here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault!
Your head is false!
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan. And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf. But now when I see him, it tells me to fuck myself.
Well, blame Canada!
Canada.
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed him to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hullabaloo
and that pitch on Murray too.
Blame before somebody thinks of blaming us.
Intermission.
Our tempting, tasty French fries go with everything. Come and get them.
I gotta work.
polished my bomb, picked up a cute chick in the middle of town. Well, this girl, her name was Lynn. We were going to the drive-in. Well, when I got there, the cartoons were done. So then I decided to have me some fun. I put my arms around her and I squeezed her tight. She said,
intermission and I'd like some French fries.
She said,
intermission and I'd like some French fries.
Well, I said, oh baby, I'll hang you cool. I want you to know that I ain't no fool. You have got the biggest blue eyes. She said,
intermission now, give me a French fries. In a mission now, give me French fries.
Well, I got mad as could be. I said, now, honey, listen to me. I ain't like those other guys. She said,
seen a mission now, get a French fry.
She said,
seen a mission now, get a French fry.
Well, I got out of that car. I went right over to that snack bar. When I got back, was I surprised? She said,
gonna kiss you cause you bought me French fries. Gonna kiss you cause you bought me French fries.
To her, and then she started to purr. She pushed me away, and I said, why? She said,
you're sitting on my French fry.
End of intermission, part two.
I bring her hot dogs. How my baby goes for hot dogs. She never eats custard. She just loves hot dogs and mustard. Every time we try some more, all she does is sit there chewing hot dogs.
I'm dancing too, Steve. I'm dancing too.
Ow. There's a brand new dance at the swingers called the Rip. Yeah, there's a brand new dance at the swingers called the Rip. Ow. Gather all around me. We're gonna learn to do the snip.
We gotta learn to do the snip.
Now when things go wrong and your life's a flop, just mosey on down to the hobby shop. Ow. You can't buy whiskey, you can't buy brew, ow, but you can load up on airplane blue.
On airplane blue.
And you snip, do the snip, take a whip, in a tip you're swinging. Everybody's happy, sticking with the snip. If you're feeling blue, the snip is grand. Just rub a little
open up your nostrils and breathe it on in.
And breathe it on in.
Can you sniff? Do you sniff? Take a whiff. In a dip, you're swinging. Everybody's happy. Sticking with a sniff. Now you're getting set for a heavy day. With a gay little bird, you can hardly wait. You reach and you draw, you're frozen still. Your mother's thrown away. You're clear a sill.
You're clear a sill.
Then you sniff, do the sniff. Take a whiff. In a dip, you're swinging. Everybody's happy. Sticking with the sniff. Backseat.
With no backseat.
Then you slip, do the slip. Take a whip. In a chip, you're swinging. Everybody's happy. Sticking with a sniff. Now you got a gal, she's just 14. Your teenage Venus, your teenage queen. A ponytail that you adore. And she's only been married 2 times before.
Just twice before.
When you slip,
tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
And now for something completely different.
Yo, yo, Rabbi, nice hat. What you need?
Are you kidding? I am sick for this. Vanilla ice, Italian ice, iced tea. What next? What we need is iceberg.
Yo, kick it.
Oi, 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 oi.
Long time chilling in downtown Newton. Cruising by the bank that I keep my loot in. My ride is a Fleetwood 85 Cadillac. Leather interior with my parents in the back.
Oi! 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 Oi!
Heading to Miami later this winter. Got an anorexic daughter, thin as a splinter. She's needing some lunch, gotta fill up her belly. Better pull over and find her some deli, some deli.
Oi! 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 Oi!
Make me up a nice little bagel and cream cheese.
Hey! Hey, you crazy?
Make me up a nice...
Hey, get off the Cadillac! What, you mashugging or something? My son's in a tiny! Hey, hey, hey!
Myron!
Hey, get away from the Cadillac!
Florida!
Don't make me come over there! I mean this! I mean it today!
The Stools! From Meet the Stools, Iceberg! We started things out there with, hold on, cough, cough! Excuse me there. Had to do my cough button. What did we start out with? South Park. Oh, yes, South Park. Or The Fools. Maybe it was The Fools. She makes me feel big. No, I think we ended with that. I don't know. South Park, Blame Canada. Yeah, that's what we started out with. The Chanters with Mr. Zebra. Dick Goodman with French Fries. I'm getting hungry. Paul Holden with Hot Dog. Bill Sims and the Wit End Players with The Sniff. And The Stools with Iceberg. For Meet the Stools. I got another block I gotta try and squeeze in here, and then it's gonna be the radio obituary coming up. And I have no idea what I put for my background music here, but let's see. Frozen Neptune, that's what we're playing. Yeah, Frozen Neptune. Let me just get back to the music. Big thanks to everybody tuning in on Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page there. I am trying to keep up. I try and listen in every week, but usually about this time, I have nodded off. But I'm still here. Because if I wasn't here, this is what you'd hear. A lot of nothing. All right, I got to try and figure out what the heck I'm going to be playing next year. I had a set that I was ready to play. Hold on! Don't you just love live radio? All right, let's go to community audition. Stand by, please.
That's a goodie. Alley Cat on the accordion from Somerville. Community audition number 3, Joseph Carpenter.
Every chance I ever took went by in a flash. I smelled rubber burning and I heard gravel whine. A little boy said, "Charlie, end of the line." While the crash was echoing across the plains, they was tidying up my last remains. Before he could say, "Brody, your oversized pot," I was down here shoveling and it's mighty hot. Tail was cracking a whip. It was worse than jail. He had little black horns on top of his head. His teeth were green and his eyes were red. He hated to see a man out of work. He kept things stirring. You couldn't shirk. We're really jumping in a lower level joint. If you didn't understand, you soon got the point. "It's not dull down here," he says to me. "This is the hot rod section. We're full, you see. And who bats today and more tomorrow? That guy over there keeps yelling for Laura.
Tell Laura I love her."
"Oh, shut up.
He raced for loot to buy a ring for his chick. He should have went to work because his tires were slick. He was pouring on the coal, his spinners were a humming. I had the fire good and hot because I knew he was a coming. Black denim trousers, an eagle on his back, totaled out his cycle on a Cadillac. The Nash Rambler guy we call second gear finally got it in high and he landed here. Pouring into Hades in a steady stream. When I woke up in this awful dream, I called my pop and said, "You can quit drinking, cause I'm jacking up that hot rod Lincoln."
What better way to go into the radio obituaries than a song about Hades? Okay, let's get away. Today, or tonight's first choice for the radio obituary. Now, first off, I apologize if I butcher some names because I guess that's my nature. But the first one, John Ferreter. He was an American television producer and talent representative. The American entertainment industry executive was also a singer and songwriter, performing with two bands, including the Santa Barbara-based Stingrays, where he was a frontman. The Stingrays opened for bands such as the Bengals, R.E.M., Maria McKee, and Guns N' Roses. Ferreter began his career as a talent manager and scout before launching his own celebrity representation and management firm, The Alternative. He had worked for decades as an executive with some of Hollywood's largest celebrity client representative agencies, including Octagon and the Williams-Morris Agency, where he was ultimately promoted to executive vice president. In 2012, he rejoined the Tearaways from Santa Barbara and has co-written and co-produced several releases on the Robo Records Universal label. He was born in Tacoma, Washington in April of 1960. He died July 25th of this year at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles from complications of pancreatitis. John Ferreter. Now if I can just set it up here and remember to do this.
They were a musical clique, a kind of first call gang. Gunslingers of sound with their own kind of slang. On the poor side of town, built the first wall of sound. The crash and the boom, rock and roll filled the room. They were hot yet so cool and broke musical rules. All in demand, the best band in the land. Goes on. Mike, Tommy, and Plaz, Al, Barney, and Earl played everything from California Dreamin' to California Girl.
Our next one is Robert A. Milley. He was an American television actor. Milley was perhaps best known for his long-running portrayal of Adam Thorpe on the CBS soap opera The Guiding Light, a role he played from 1972 to 1981, briefly reprising the role on numerous occasions during the late 80s and early 1990s. He originated the role of Dr. Jim Craig on the ABC soap One Life to Live, playing the role from 1968 to 1969, and also appeared on a number of other soaps, including Another World, Somerset, All My Children, and Love is a Many Splendid Thing. He also played Horatio in Richard Burton's Hamlet and had a small part in Clute. He was also guest starred in the series Spencer for Hire and Law and Order. Passed away on July 18th in New Jersey at the age of 76 following a battle with cancer. That's not what I wanted to play. Well, let's try this one. I wanted to say CBS brings you the following in color. That's what happens with live radio.
Is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. And the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love of many splendid
presents this program in color.
Hi, I'm Nat Belinda with another radio obituary. This one for Johnny Clegg. Born Jonathan Paul Clegg on the 7th of June 1953, he was a South African musician and anthropologist. Clegg's mother's family was Jewish, immigrants from Poland, and Clegg had a secular Jewish upbringing, learning about the Ten Commandments, but refusing to have a bar mitzvah. His parents divorced when he was still an infant, and he moved with his mother to Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, and then, at the age of 6, to South Africa. His band, Jaluka, began as a duo with Sipho Mchunu, and was the first group in South African apartheid era with a white man and a black man. They recorded and performed later in larger formation. In 1986, Clegg founded the band Savuka, occasionally reuniting with his earlier band partners. He was an important figure in South African popular music and resistance to apartheid, with songs that mix Zulu with English lyrics and African music with various Western styles. Savuka recorded several albums, including Heat, Dust, and Dreams, which received a Grammy Award nomination. In a 1989 interview with the Sunday Times, Clegg denied the label of political activist. Quote, "For me, a political activist is someone who has committed themselves to a particular ideology. I don't belong to any political party. I stand for human rights," unquote. Clegg also incorporated aspects of Jewish roots in his music, notably in the songs Jericho, Jerusalem, and Warsaw 1943. Johnny Clegg was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2015, which ultimately led to his death on the 16th of July, 2019. He died in his Johannesburg home, surrounded by loved ones at age of 66, and he is another radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hamambuga, hamambuga, azotengisiswelagiti, iswelagiti, hamambuga. Mambuga azotengisa iswelakithi, iswelakithi. Start to fly.
Thanks, Chuck. I mean, not Belinda. Anyways, we move on. Chaser. Chaser was a border collie with the largest tested memory of any non-human animal. Chaser worked with Professor John W. Philly, at his home in Spartanburg, South Carolina, from 8 weeks old until Philly's death in 2018. Philly spent that time training her in a formal research project. Chaser could identify and retrieved 1,022 toys by name, which was the foundation for her vocabulary. She began to understand that objects have names at 5 months of age. At this point, she became able to pair a novel object with a novel name in only one trial. Although rehearsal was necessary to log it into her long-term memory, she recognized common nouns such as house, tree, and ball, as well as adverbs, lolly, 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 verbs, and prepositional objects. Based on that learning, she and her owner and trainer, Philly, continued her training, demonstrating her ability to understand sentences with multiple elements of grammar and to learn new behaviors by intimidation. On June 23rd, Chaser died from natural causes at the age of 15 in her home in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Ooh, let's make sure we fade this up. And we play this for Chaser.
Hi, I'm Johnny Stash, and I'm here to sing about a great American dog, Black Lassie. Hit it, Carl. She was born in the Detroit ghetto during the riots of 65. Her daddy was a big fat alley rat, but he could lick a dog twice his size. Her mama was a long-legged Afghan, and she came from the high-class part of town. But late at night, when the moon got bright, her and the rat really went to town. Black Lassie, fat and sassy, she started poor, oh, but now she's rich. She's the queen of the doggy world. Oh, Black Lassie is a ghetto. But I'm talking about Black Lassie. Now I want everybody to listen while Carl plays with his wah-wah. Carl and his Wawa. Thank you very much, Carl. That's just fine. You can stop now, Carl. Carl, you can stop now. Give me that Wawa, Carl. You ever try to play while I'm singing about a great American dog? Black Lassie, fat and sassy. She started poor, but now she's rich. She's the queen of all the doggies in the world, because of Black Lassie. She's a ghetto. Oh, but I'm talking about Black Lassie, a great American, half dog, half rat. Don't mess with her because she's a real... Oh, shut up yourself! I wasn't gonna say, bitch! I'm talking about Black Lassie! Oh, I can just see little Jimmy now standing in front of that liquor store calling his dog. Here, Black Lassie! Here, Black Lassie! Come over here, girl! Get out that trash can! Come over here! Woo! You stink! Where you been? In that sewer playing with Ben again? Come over here, girl! I got a cheeseburger for you! That's not sit-up! Oh, that's a good girl.
doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Douglas Jackson Flett. He was an American, he was an Australian songwriter based in the UK, best known for his collaborations with longtime songwriter partner Guy Fletcher. Collectively, the duo have also been known as Fletcher and Flett. Since the mid-60s, they have written and composed hit songs for many, many artists. Before moving to London in the early 1960s, Flett had worked in Sydney as a TV cameraman and in advertising. While in London, he was introduced to Guy Fletcher in 1965 by Shadows drummer Tony Meehan through a phone call, and the two met up. Since then, the duo had written many songs for a wide number of artists, including Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, Cliff Richard, and Frankie Valli. In 2016, they were each awarded a gold disc for their song Just Pretend due to the sales of the Elvis Presley and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra compilation album The Wonder of You. The song features twice on the album, including a duet version with Helen Fisher. Douglas Flett died July 15th after a long illness.
Find it with you. And there are wonderful things all around us. There's so much to do. I know that one day, someday, our dreams will all come true. And if you love me, you'll see some wonderful times to be had, and you'll share them with me. And there are wonderful plans to be made and places to see. There's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful so much to do. Heaven above will be here on earth if you love me. 'Cause anywhere that there's love, there's a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Wonderful world. Wonderful world.
Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low. And think of me, how it's gonna be. Just pretend if you need me, you know what to do. I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend
Pedestrian, yes, I am live. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop per pedestrians when they are crossing at both mark crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Next, we talk about Inger Bregan. She was a Swedish singer, born in 1934. Her biggest hits were, oh boy, Solachva and Elizabeth Serenade, both in 1962. Bregan was born in Stockholm. She began her vocal career with the Sweden Orchestra and later sang with a bunch of people. Bregan represented Sweden in the Eurovision Song Contest of 1962 in Luxembourg with the song Zolara, which was placed seventh. She was the mother of an actress. She died on July 19th at the age of 85. And I think they purposely do this just because...
Hans affär är upphov till att allt så dystert är. En dag framför hans fönster dröjde jag, då någon plötsligt sa goddag. Det var en glad ung man med solvarisgrin som bad mig följa med som smakrådin. Han sökte något att sin fest med ge och var så snällt att jag gick med. När det är sol och vår och man är 19 år är det så lite man förstår. Och alla flickor små blåsa sinnet då när vintern går mot sol och vår. Väl i butiken fann han inget sen, och snart så stod vi utanför igen. Jag sa adjö och hade börjat gå när han skrek, vänta, hör nu på. Som ett bevis på tacksamheten hans ville han bjuda mig på lunch någonstans. Det var ju vårens första solskensdag, så jag var dum nog svara ja. Konverserade med elegans och bjöd det bästa som på stället fanns. Men sen han gått att ringa till en vän så kom han inte mer igen. Och rockvaktmästaren sa, jo damens man tog damens päls och gick till skräddan han. Så jag fick ringa till min egen knut som mig från notan läste ut. När det är sol och vår och man är 19 år är det så lite man förstår. Och alla flickor små belåsas inne då när vintern går mot sol och
Russie Taylor, born in 1994. She was an American voice actress and voiced many characters throughout her career. She provided the voices of Minnie Mouse from 1986 and The Simpsons character Martin Prince until her death in 2019. She was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She also voiced Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Weber Vanderquack in the television series DuckTales, the video game Donald Duck Going Quackers, and in other appearances such as in the holiday movies Mickey Once Upon a Christmas and Mickey Twice Upon a Christmas. Taylor provided the voices of numerous characters in the animated series The Simpsons, including fourth grader Nerd, I wouldn't say he's a nerd, Martin Prince, purple-haired twins Sherry and Terry, and German exchange student Uta. On occasion, she voiced Martin's friends Wendell. In addition, she participated in two anime dubbing projects. The first is Daisy O'Hara, Max Cheetahs, and Shin's grandmother. What else she do? And then she was also Strawberry Shortcake. She was married to Wayne Allwine, the third voice of Mickey Mouse from 1977 until his death in 2009. They were both named Disney Legends in 2008. She died from colon cancer in July 26th of this year at her home in Glendale, California, at the age of 75. It was tough trying to find something that she sang on. So I'm going to sort of do a couple things here. I'm going to have her with Martin and try and segue into another song. So let's see how this works.
Oh, the gentle caress of a summer breeze. The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who saw? Summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Straight up 1 o'clock in the morning, it's WMFO.